Welcome to the Parshas Shavua. This week's Parsha is Parshas Noach. We've taken a bit of a break over the month of Tishrei, but hopefully we'll continue to share an idea or two on the Parsha each week. We need to increase in our learning now, not decrease, of course, and do whatever we can to bring more light into the world and help our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael and, in fact, the whole Am Yisrael. And let's hope in the schus of our learning we'll hear only good news. So let's begin with an idea of Parshas Noach, a famous idea, which maybe is very relevant to what we're going through now. But we know that, of course, in the Parshas Noach, the main story, the most famous story, is the Mabul, the flood. And Hashem gives Noach a commandment, Boy El Hateva. Come into the Teva, come into the Ark. So, of course, the simple reading of that is that Hashem said he should build an ark, and miraculously that ark would be a place where him and his family could come into together with the animals and be protected from the waters of the flood and be saved. But the Baal Shem Tov famously explained that the word Teva comes from the word Teva actually means a word. Teva can mean a word. In Hebrew, often a word can mean many things. So Teva means a word. And if the Baal Shem Tov said that Boy Allah Teva is a commandment to a Jew to come into, to immerse him or herself into the words of Torah and into the words of Tefillah. And what the Baal Shem Tov meant was that normally that we look around the world and the world is distracting. Often there's turbulence in the world. There's things that distract us from serving Hashem and connecting ourselves to Hashem. So we need spiritual protection. Our spiritual protection comes from the Teva, comes from the Ark, and it comes from immersing ourselves in the world of Torah and Tefillah, the worlds of learning and davening, and that protects ourselves spiritually from the turbulence of the world. Of course, as the Baal Shem Tov also explained, at the end of the Mabul, there's a commandment that Noach has given, Tzei min HaTeva, go out of the Teva. What that means, again, in the spiritual journey of this idea is that we also have to impact the world. We have to make sure that we are sometimes leaving the world, leaving the ark, leaving the insulation of Torah and Tefillah and actually having an impact and affecting the world around us. So that is the vort of the Baal Shem Tov. Of course, this can be applied with greater emphasis right now. We're in a very turbulent situation. We are extremely vulnerable in terms of what is going on in the world. There's a big mubble going on, a big sort of form of destruction and darkness, but we bring light and we make sure to immerse ourselves in Torah and Tefillah, especially us outside of Eretz Yisrael. We need to know that we can contribute. We can actually do something to help, and one of that is to come into the Teva. The Teva is the ark, is the place of protection. Torah and Tefillah. When we do that, not only we affect ourselves, but we're affecting the whole world. Don't forget that when the Noach was in the Teva, after which he was the one to begin the whole civilization again. He's essentially, the world comes from Noach, right? So we can definitely bring light into the world and bring protection in the world by going into the Teva. Connected to this, of course, is the idea that Hashem told Noach, Tzohar ta'asel ha-teva, bring light into the Teva. The word Tzohar, Rashi says, either means a window or it means a precious stone that burned brightly. But one of the amazing things is that Tzohar, which means light, has the same words as Tzara, which means distress or trouble. So right now our mission is to turn the Tzara into Tzohar, to turn the distress into light, transformation. Our contribution, those that are holy and serving our land in the form of actually fighting those great tzaddikim, those great special people, that's their role to protect us and defend us. And we have to daven for their welfare, that Hashem should bring them back safe and secure. Our role, we also have a role to play. We are not fighting, we are not there, but we can. We can do lots of things. We can transform the tzara into tzohar by being in the teva, by being in the words of tzara and tefillah. So I just thought I'd share that with you initially, just as the first idea, specifically relevant to what we're going through right now. I want to share with you one other idea in this parasha. So towards the end of Bereshis, last week, Hashem goes through all the generations from Adam until Noach. This week, we have the same thing, where the Torah at the end of the parasha, Noach, goes through all the generations from Noach to Avraham. And here we have an interesting Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, the fifth chapter, Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah. And the Mishnah reads as follows. Asara doires mi Adam ve'ad Noach. There are 10 generations from Adam to Noach. Says the Mishnah, why is this? Why does the Torah tell us this? L'hoidia, to let us know, to inform us, to show us the degree of Erech HaPayim, the degree of Hashem's patience. Because all these generations from Adam to Noach angered Hashem increasingly until he brought upon them the waters of the Mabul, the waters of the flood. And then the Mishnah continues, the next Mishnah says, Asara Doris, there are 10 generations from Noach to Abraham. L'hoidia, to tell us, Kamo Erech HaPayim Lefonov, how much patience Hashem has. Shekol HaDoris, all these generations, Hoyu Machisim Nuboy, and they were angering Hashem, Ad Shebo Avraham, until Avraham came, the Kibel Schar Kulam, and he received the reward of them all. He received the reward of all the generations. For whatever good they might have done, he received the reward of all of them. Now the Mishnah is a very strange Mishnah. First of all, why the difference in result? How come the result of the first 10 generations that angered Hashem resulted in a flood? But the second generation, the second stage, the 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, resulted not in any form of punishment, but in Avraham Avinu taking their reward. And also, what does it mean he took the reward? Why did Noach take the reward of the first generation? What does this mean that Avraham Avinu took the reward, and how did he take the reward? How did that work? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe once explained in a talk the following idea. The sin of the first 10 generations was culminated in the generation of the flood, who we know that their main sin was harming each other. The term interestingly used in the Torah is chamas, which means thievery, hurting each other, bein adam l'chaviro, between man and man. That was their main sin, and that's why the flood came about. It wasn't so much that they went against the belief in God, that they weren't particularly connected to God, but it wasn't that they actively denied God's existence or whatever, but they hurt each other. That was their main avera. In the second 10 generations, it was generations of idol worship, but where it's emphasized is in this week's Parsha Noach, where there's a cryptic little part of the Dor HaFloga, the Tower of Babel, the famous city that built the tower. And although there's many, many commentaries to understand what it was all about, but Hashem wasn't happy. But what we know what happened is as follows, that they built a city and they wanted to build this big tower. Part of the building the tower was an expression of their denial of God's protection and denial of God's existence. But they were very united. They were very, very united. It says they spoke the same language. They shared the same ideas. They were very together. And Hashem did not punish them as it did in the Mabul. Hashem did not destroy them. But he did bring disunity among them, and he changed the languages, and he spread them across the earth. We have in the Gemara tells us an interesting thing, that spiritually, it seems, that the sin of the Tower people, the second set of 10 generations, was more severe, because everyone agrees that the neshamas, the souls of that generation, did not merit to have any part in Olam Haba, in the world to come. However, when it comes to the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, although they suffered physically more, but actually it's not so simple that they don't have a portion in the world to come. It seems that their spiritual punishment was not as bad, but their physical punishment was much worse. Which is explained through the following idea, because it goes what we call Midah Keneged Midah. It's corresponds to what their sin was. The Mabul, their sin was much more in this world, hurting each other, being divided, fighting with each other. Therefore, they might still merit the world to come in a spiritual sense, but physically, they were extremely punished. Physically, there was nothing good about them as they acted and behaved in this world. The second set of 10 generations, which was more the Dor HaFloga, the generation of the Tower of Babel, was actually they were very together. In fact, they did a lot of good in terms of their relationship with each other. They were very united, they were very supportive of each other. However, they went against the fundamentals of Jewish belief, and they denied the existence of God and wanted to fight against God, and spiritually their avera was terribly, terribly severe. That's why they didn't deserve such an unbelievable punishment in this world, rather than just to foil their plan by making them fight with each other. However, they completely forfeited, and they clearly gave up their reward in the world to come, because they were fighting against the spiritual connection that they had with God. Let's return now to these two Mishnahs, therefore. At the end, the first difference was at the end of the first 10 generations, there was a punishment, there was a mabul. At the end of the second 10 generations, there was no punishment. Simple reason. Because at the end of the first 10 generations, the sin was in this world. The sin was in the physical world of how they fought with each other, and therefore the punishment was physical and material and in this world. However, the second 10 generations, there was no punishment. It was just Abraham who came and fixed things up, but there was no punishment because their punishment was much more of a spiritual punishment because their avera was more between them and God. Now, the first 10 generations didn't have much good at all, and therefore there was no real reward, number one. Number two, Noah, even the reward they did have, wouldn't have been transferred to Noah, because Noah, as we know, as the Zohar talks about it, was criticized that he was a tzaddik and he was spiritually protected, but he didn't put enough effort into helping and supporting the generation. He didn't try and bring them closer and mend their ways. And therefore, he was isolated from them a little bit. And therefore, even some of the good they might have had, he didn't manage to get it. With Avraham Avinu, it was very different. Avraham Avinu, in the second 10 generations, first of all, there was a lot of good. The unity they had was a lot of good. Good that they didn't deserve any reward for because they went against God. Now, we have this concept in Kabbalah where sometimes good happens, but the good is captured in the world of impurity and doesn't flow into blessing, although it's there potentially because of good that has been done, but the good has been blocked because of other spiritual barriers. And that's exactly what happened to the second 10 generations. They did good, and that good deserved some reward, but that reward was blocked, and that flow was blocked because they went against God. However, when it came to Avraham Avinu, so first of all, there was no punishment, but not only there was no punishment, but there was Avraham Avinu at the end, and Avraham Avinu tried to bring in monotheism, and he was makariv of other people. He tried to teach other people and spread other people and elevate other people. And what, therefore, he was able to do, says the Mishnah, he was able to release the blockage, and he was able to release the good things that they had done over the generations, and therefore capture that reward that was coming to them but wasn't able to go to them, but came Avraham Avinu, the Kibel Schar Kulam, and he received the reward of all of them, which emphasizes the greatness of not... First of all, every good a person does is good, even though they might do other things that are bad, but the good is good. And second of all, the idea, the importance of helping others, supporting others, and releasing the good that other people are able to do and teaching them and elevating them. Thank you for listening. Have a good day and a good Shabbos, and may we hear only good news.